This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. According to media reports, Trump and the Democrats just arrived at a compromise budget deal. It's not really much of a compromise. It's big spending. It's more debt. It's going to add, I think, $3 trillion to the national debt, and it's going to postpone any kind of budget fight until after the 2020 election. But both sides got what they wanted, which is always more spending, bigger government. So Trump got funding for the military, which, you know, he's always put a lot of money into the Pentagon budget. We have the largest military budget in the world by far. Our military budget alone is larger than the entire national budgets of most countries in the world. Now, I'm pro-national defense, and I understand that we are being threatened by China and perhaps Russia, but mostly China. So I get national defense, but I think there's a whole lot of corruption and waste in that system. Nevertheless, that's what Trump is funding. Now, the Democrats, for their part, well, they get entitlement money to hand out to all their constituents because the Democrats are basically the tooth fairy, Santa Claus. Here, have free money, free everything, vote for us. That's what Democrats stand for, just free everything, handouts, entitlements, you name it. That's how they get elected. So what happens when you combine the Democrats with Trump on fiscal issues? You get a total financial blowout, a debt blowout of America, and that's what's happening. And shame on Trump for going along with that. And I haven't criticized Trump very often on very many things, but this is a big one. And I am criticizing Trump on this issue. You're spending us into oblivion. Now, maybe he figures, well, I mean, let's get to the practicality of it. The American people won't stand for any budget cuts, period. Congress won't support budget cuts. Like, nobody wants to live within their means. Everybody wants to borrow future money to have more spending and more entitlements today. That's simply the way modern humans work. So there's no fiscal discipline, and there never will be. America will just, it will go into a financial collapse. It is inevitable. Just a matter of when and what it looks like. The dollar will collapse. The U.S. government will collapse. It'll collapse like the old Soviet Union. The United States of America will be no more. But that day may be many years away. I remember talking to people who were warning me about that in the late 1990s, showing me the parabolic rise in debt spending and saying that it would be over for America by 2002. Well, it turns out the debt spending can go a lot higher. You know, the debt can continue to grow, and it doesn't necessarily collapse the system until some other things come into play. So we don't know when the collapse will actually happen. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like or when it's going to emerge. What we do know for sure is that this system is unsustainable. And we know for sure that any hopes of Trump having spending discipline are long gone. That's not going to happen. Now, doesn't mean he's a bad president. He's doing a lot of other important things and good things. He's fighting the swamp to the best of his ability, I believe. He's fighting the deep state. He is a counterbalance to the insanity of the left, which not only wants big government spending, but total government surveillance, an authoritarian society, total restriction of your First Amendment rights and your Second Amendment rights, and so on. So at least Trump is helping to counter against that insanity. But let's be honest, Trump he's the captain of a ship that is going to hit a massive debt iceberg. It's like Trump is the captain of the Titanic, and they're cruising at full speed through the ocean at night with no lights on, and it's full of icebergs. And America's going down, and there aren't enough lifeboats. That's the reality. And the Democrats want to go faster, and they want to promise, you know, more seats to more passengers, to put more people on the boat, even though it's going to go down. It's just inevitable. So there is no stopping this process of the financial oblivion of the United States of America. That's the takeaway from all this. There's no stopping it. It cannot be even really paused. It's going to happen. There is no one in Washington. There's not even a process in Washington, D.C. by which the budget could ever be balanced. Doesn't exist. There's no way to pay down the debt, which is now $21 trillion and rising. you know, it's going to be $25 trillion very soon, within a couple of years. Think about it, $25 trillion in debt without it ever shrinking. It's going to keep growing. Things are going to keep getting worse. And there will be no one in Washington, not even anyone after Trump, doesn't matter. No one in Washington will ever spend less money because that would give them less power. Nobody who runs government wants a weaker government. Think about it. They want more money because money is power. It lets them reward their friends and punish their enemies. It lets them control things. Being able to funnel money and direct money is power in Washington, D.C. So they will never shrink the size of government, ever. It will only collapse. And when it collapses, whatever day that may be, whatever year, when it collapses, everybody left holding U.S. dollars will lose 99% of their value, if not more. It might be 99.9%. You're left holding dollars in your bank account, your checking account. Your stocks are held in dollars, everything. Even at that point, U.S. treasuries will become worthless overnight. Until then, treasuries are a good, safe bet. But when that day comes, treasuries will be worthless and the currency will collapse. The U.S. dollar will collapse. It is inevitable. It'll probably happen within my lifetime, but we don't know when it's going to happen, and I don't know exactly how long I'm going to live either. So who knows? Maybe it'll happen in your lifetime too, but it's coming. Isn't it a shame that we vote for people and send them to Washington, and all they do is they set us all up for a catastrophic collapse that will be devastating to America and the American people. Devastating. It will gut the country. It's going to be like Venezuela in America. I'm talking about mass starvation. I'm talking about social unrest, civil unrest. I'm talking about chaos. A reboot of society at a very high cost. It's going to be ugly. And of course, they'll find someone else to blame. Oh, it's the currency manipulators. It's their fault. You know, they'll never blame themselves for all the things that they have done to our country. So stay informed. There's a lot more coming on this. Read my website, newstarget.com. And got a couple other websites like risk.news that can be very, very useful, as well as brighteon.com, the video website that is the free speech alternative to YouTube. So, thank you for listening. Be safe. Be informed.
Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.